ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवतां नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री गणेशाय नमः। ॐ श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। आई थिंक वी विल स्टार्ट बाय चैंटिंग ओम त्रयंबकम थ्री टाइम्स जस्ट टू प्रे फॉर the Lord's grace to help us handle all the problems we are going through. So three times. Om Triyambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mokshiyamamritat. Om Triyambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam उर्वारुकमिव बन्धनान् मृत्योर्मोक्षीयमामृतात्। ॐ त्र्यम्बकं यजामहे सुगन्धिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव बन्धनान् मृत्योर्मोक्षीयमामृतात्। हरि ओम्। सो इन् द सेवेन्थ चैप्टर द लॉर्ड इस् Bhagavan Shri Krishna is telling us about his nature, who he is. And he says that I am the origin of the universe. The universe emerges in from me, is sustained by me, and merges back into me. And those who know me reach the highest, but those who do not, who approach the lower gods or the lower powers, that we see in this world, then they come to the lower goals, do not reach the highest. Now, why is Bhagavan Shri Krishna talking about himself in the seventh chapter? Just to summarize for the new people and also for the students who have joined us in the past week, in the first six chapters, the Lord has already spoken about us, about me, who am I and what is our goal, what is our purpose in life, that he already has covered in the six chapters, and where he says that the problem that we face is because of ignorance. That's why Arjuna had all that problems. And so Bhagavan starts by giving him the right knowledge, because ignorance can only be removed by knowledge, not by action. And so he tells him that we all are that immutable self. He said, Arjuna, you, me, and all the kings that you see are all immortal, because we are that consciousness, that self who at this moment is working through this body. And how do we reach that understanding? He starts by saying karma yoga, do service. So from routine actions, make your actions karma yoga, which are dedicated to the Lord, unselfish actions, without I and my, without doership. And slowly, then learn how to work with others in the yajna spirit, where I give up my individual selfishness for the benefit of all. Then he says, from that, give up, become an instrument of the Lord, that the Lord is working through me. I am an instrument. Lord is doing everything. The next step to that is that even the instrument is gone. Where I am not there, the Lord alone is. This whole universe is nothing but an expression of the Lord. So as the student's thinking matures, the Bhagavad Gita's teaching also gets higher, at a higher level, more subtle level. And in the sixth chapter, Bhagavan tells us how to connect with the Lord that is within us and outside through the path of meditation. So having talked about what we should do, then we want to know who this God is, what is God's nature, and that's why Bhagavan in the seventh chapter talks about who he is. And as we mentioned last week, he says, my lower nature is this universe that you see, but my higher nature is unmanifest. It is the subtle consciousness. As those of you, all of you, I'm sure, remember the BMI chart. In the BMI chart, the body, mind, and intellect is our lower nature. And this world that we see, the objects, emotions, and thoughts, is our lower nature. But the Om in the BMI chart is the Lord. And that is within the heart of every one of us. And so last week we had heard that the Lord says that in the world, people approach lower powers. Some people approach politicians and business people to get what they want. Some people pray to planets, you know, the Saturn, Shani, especially in India, Shani and Rahu and Ketu, you know, Saturn and those planets we worship for getting what we want. Some people approach the lower gods, as we talked last week, Kubera, the god of wealth, or Kamadeva, the god of senses, to try and get what they want. So if they approach them, then the Lord says, I make that faith also strong. Whatever you have faith in, that is how you become. As we had said last week, that if you have the role models also, we have to choose appropriately. The higher goal you choose, the more higher you will evolve. So now today we will talk about what is the result. If I put effort in this direction, whether I put it in the lower direction or in the higher, what will be the karma phala? Any action you do, you get a result. Just as a seed, if you plant a mango seed, you will get a mango fruit. If you plant a sour lemon, you will get sour lemon. If you plant a bitter gourd, you will get bitter gourd. So whatever seed you plant, accordingly, you will get the result. So let us see what is the result of these actions that people perform in this world. And so chapter number 7, verse 22. You can chant and then we'll go over the meaning. So chapter 7, verse number 22. Sataya shraddhaya yuktaha.
Sataya shraddhaya yuktaha.
Tasya radhanam ihate.
Tasya radhanam ihate.
Labhate chatatah kaman.
Labhate chatatah kaman.
Mayyeva vihitan hitan.
मयि एव महितान् हितान्
टुगेदर् सत्तया श्रद्धया युक्तः तस्याराधनमीहते लभते च ततः कामान् मयि एव विहितान् हितान् सो ही सेस् सह सह मीन्स् दैट इंडिविजुअल हूएवर इट इज मैन और वुमन तया श्रद्धया युक्तः युक्तः मीन्स एंडाउड विद दैट श्रद्धा श्रद्धा वी हैड ऑलरेडी एक्सप्लेन्ड लास्ट वीक बट जस्ट टू रिपीट श्रद्धा इज नॉट ब्लाइंड फेथ बट फेथ अकॉम्पनीड बाय द राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट इज कॉल्ड श्रद्धा सो डिपेंडिंग ऑन वॉट इज योर फेथ वॉट इज इट दैट यू विश टू परस्यू और वॉट इज योर गोल अकॉर्डिंग टू दैट तया श्रद्धया युक्तः तस्य आराधनम् ईहते सो दिस इंडिविजुअल अप्रोचेस दैट पर्टिकुलर पावर बेस्ड ऑन हिज श्रद्धा बेस्ड ऑन व्हाट ही वांट्स दैट्स हाउ ही अप्रोचेस दैट्स हाउ ही वर्शिप्स वर्शिप मीन्स यू अप्रोच विद द एटीट्यूड दैट मे आई कनेक्ट विद दैट वर्शिप इज नॉट ओनली ऑफरिंग फ्लावर्स बट विशिंग टू कनेक्ट माई लाइफ विद दैट पावर एंड देन ही सेज That kama, that desire, whatever this person desire, labhate cha tata kaman, from that celestial power, that desire that gets fulfilled, the fruit, mai eva vihitan hitan. By me, whatever is ordained, whatever the result you get is given by me. By me, when Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, he does not only mean me, the son of Vasudev and Devaki or the flute player of Vrindavan, as Gurudev says, but me is the total consciousness. He is identifying himself with the totality, with the Brahman, the consciousness, which we had talked about last week, that there is one consciousness that is appearing in various forms as Lord Shri Krishna, Shiva, Mother Saraswati, Jesus, Buddha, all these celestial, these prophets and these manifestations of God are manifestations of that one. So let us see what does he mean by the result. As we know, if you have a particular desire, then you put all your effort in getting that. It could be a noble desire, like to serve the world. It could be a selfish desire. It could be a harmful desire. I want to rob a bank or I want to create some act of terrorism. So based on my desire, I perform the action and then accordingly I get the result. Good actions lead to good result, bad actions lead to bad result. That's what Bhagavan says. It is by me because I have determined that there is a law of karma which gives us. So if we worship the lower gods, as we said, maybe they are powers on earth or maybe they are the demigods. That's why these demigods are get power from the Supreme. That's why in our Puranas they say Indra, who is even the head of gods, he's always worried that if somebody does more meditation, he could lose his position. So these demigods have limited powers. And if we worship them, then we will get limited result. The example they give, like in India, if you want to have a file pass, say you want to build a factory, so you put in your application and then you approach the clerk or the lower official and he says, I don't see your file, even though the file is sitting right in front of him. I don't see it. So what do you have to do? Give him 100 rupees. Or now, of course, 100 rupees doesn't buy anything. You have to give in thousands and then he will move your file. He'll say, oh, yeah, I found your file. And then so, but if you know the boss directly who has approved the loan or approved your application, then you don't need to go to the lower clerk. You just call the boss and he says, here, your file is approved. Come and collect it. So similarly, you and I approach these lower powers for getting what we want. And in the process, we remain low. Our thinking remains low. You have to approach the highest, the supreme consciousness. But what it does when we do this, the lower ones, it narrows our vision. Because when I do something for myself selfishly, then it doesn't matter how many people I trample over, how many people I cheat, how many people I hurt. because I want what I want. So that's what the Lord says. When you think only about yourself, me and my family and I, then your thinking is very limited. It is very narrow. And then the benefit you also get will be limited. Just as the clerk in the office can only do limited things more than what his boss can do. But what we do is we keep thinking that the world is going to give me happiness. So we go around with a begging bowl, begging for happiness from some object or a position or a power or a name and fame or a person. And all these things are temporary. Name and fame. Today you are president. Tomorrow you are just a resident. Today you are, you know, you have a great position and CEO. Tomorrow you get thrown out. So all these things are temporary. But what we do is keep asking the world for happiness. And the world says you have dialed the wrong number. Call the right number. If you want happiness, go to the highest. But if we keep going to the lowest, then that is what you will get. But Bhagwan says that wherever you put your effort, I support. Because ultimately, it is the consciousness within us that gives us the ability to serve the world or the ability to hurt the world, the ability to work selfishly, the ability to work unselfishly. Wherever we put the maximum effort, that's where we get the result. That's why Bhagwan says, Mayeva vihitan hitan. It is I who have ordained and made this law of karma, which all beings have to follow. This reminds me of a story. So there was this student who was a kung fu, you know, kung fu, the karate. He was learning that. And he had been studying for many years. And then one day he goes to the master. He says, master, he bows down to him. He says, I have not been progressing in kung fu. I have not been not getting better. What? Why is that? Can you make any suggestions? So master says, tell me one thing. In the evening, do you go to the ocean and you see the gulls flying, you know, effortlessly in the breeze? He says, yes, master, I see them flying over the ocean waves, you know, just beautifully. And he says, and then do you see the waterfalls? Have you seen the waterfall? He says, yeah. He says, you see the waterfall, how it, so much force, it comes down and not a single rock gets disturbed. He says, yes, master, I have seen that. And he says, and have you seen the moon, how it shines in the lake when the full moon is there and the lake is brilliantly lit up in that silence? He says, yes, master, I see that every night. Master says, that is your problem. You go around to all these places instead of staying home and training. That's why you're not improving. So that is what the story tells us, that you have to put effort if you want to get better. And wherever you put your effort, that is where you will get success. And that's what Bhagwan says, that you put the effort and then it is up to me to give the result. And everybody will get result according to their effort. God is not partial. He does not play favorites. Whatever we get is the result of our effort. So that is verse number 22, where he says, whatever effort you put, I give the result.